in this town we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
When contributor Jonifer Fields set out to record her latest piece, she thought it was going to be about transformative state or flow, that thing that happens when you're so wrapped up in a task that you lose track of time. It's a concept in material culture studies where what you are doing takes you to a deeper place than the present and opens up past memories. In the spirit of the recent holiday, Fields set out to explore that idea through pumpkin carving. It didn't turn out exactly as she had planned.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm spending too much time in the academic world and losing touch with reality. I'm at a friend's house for a pumpkin carving party, but what I'm hoping to get isn't just a great jack-o'-lantern, but insight into transformative flow. I'm hoping each pumpkin will send its carver merrily into the flow and the gates of childhood memories will fling open. Jamie Hogberg is one of my friend's housemates, and she's in the process of sizing up her pumpkin.
Well, I think this stem is going to turn into a nose, and eyes are going to come out the top, and I don't know. I've never done it with a stem as a nose. The top is always where you open it. I've heard a lot of people use stencils and that kind of thing, and they're, like, really specific about it and make these super intricate carvings, but I just learned about that like 2 days ago, and I grew up just kind of putting a knife in a pumpkin and seeing what happens. And
okay, so there it is. She's already talking about her childhood, so of course she's going to get completely absorbed in the process, lose track of time, and the stories of pumpkin past are going to pour out of her. So Jamie, is carving that pumpkin a transformative experience?
No.
Dang. But that's cool. The night's young, the party's just getting going, and there are other guests, like my friend Elizabeth Nord. She says pumpkin carving is kind of adversarial, like a battle.
I don't want the pumpkin to get the best of me, so I don't want to put a lot of expectation into it. I get too frustrated and too into it, so I don't think I want to expend that level of effort.
Okay, did you catch that? She said she didn't want to get too into it. Insert evil cackle, because I'm about to hit the transformative gold mine. Yahtzee!
Most of the time, I would say I get pretty absorbed, and it is absorbing. I guess transformative in the sense that you can kind of lose yourself, like any task, when you're really absorbed into it. But I'm not. I can tell that this year, I'm not in that mood.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? I was so close. I've got one more shot at this. My friend John Robinson is hosting the pumpkin carving party.
I'm going to carve another pumpkin. I'm eyeing them up right now to decide which of these three remaining pumpkins I'm going to carve. And I'm leaning little guy. It's small. It'll be a little challenging. But I've got ideas. I started with the mouth last time and it backfired on me. So guess what? Doubling down. I'm starting with the mouth. It's like, this is how we learn.
Seriously, I can't take it anymore. Forget the flow. I want to sit by a bonfire. I want to carve a pumpkin. John, is carving this pumpkin taking you to a transformative state or what? Are you losing track of time? Are you remembering stories about all the stupid pumpkins you've carved in the past? Or are you enjoying the activity in the present?
I think that it's both things.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, concentrating and you're carving. It's like, well, why do I even care what this turns out like at all? You know, I guess in the end, maybe I don't, but I also do. And I'm comfortable with that. It's a low stakes kind of giddy little thrill to carve a pumpkin.
Strike three. I'm out. At least the pumpkins have had a transformative experience into some pretty sweet jack-o'-lanterns.
Jonifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison and is the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields brought us to a Madison pumpkin carving party to learn about transformative flow. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Thanks for making us part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, and you can hear our weekday version of Lake Effect at 10 in the morning, all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered, coming up next.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, Halloween.